Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are talking about knowing God and how we know God, and we are coming to God's revelation of Himself to us. And as we have been talking about knowledge and some on epistemology and philosophy, this got me to thinking. I do not know about you, but sometimes I think, I hardly know myself. So how can I know God? In 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul is writing about a person's knowledge of his or her own mind. He says, "For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?" And my response to that question is to say to Paul, I am not so sure I even know my own thoughts. I have a hard enough time knowing myself, let alone knowing God. It is important to know oneself, and especially to know oneself in light of who God is. The exceptional theologian John Calvin, in his magnum opus, The Institutes of Christian Religion, begins with a discussion on the knowledge of God. And very early on, he writes that without knowledge of God, there is no knowledge of the self. Let me quote from Calvin. "It is certain that man never achieves a clear knowledge of himself unless he has first looked upon God's face, and then descends from contemplating God to scrutinize himself." This is very true. If I will know God, then I will know myself. That's the proper order. And yet we live in a self-obsessed culture with little to no regard for God. Have you noticed that most people seem very concerned primarily about themselves? Obviously, there are exceptions to this, and I hope we are exceptions, dear Christians. The life of Christ models for us a life that puts us last and others first. But in general, that is not how it works. Recently, I went to a very good and well-stocked bookstore and entered what they call the psychology section. I was looking for books on mental illness, especially on madness, serious mental illness, and the disorder of schizophrenia. This was for a research and writing project I am working on separate from God Is. But when I got into this part of the bookshop, I was surprised and discouraged to find just 5 books on the topic of interest to me. The entire psychology section was completely overrun by popular psychology books, pop psychology, where they focus on the self. Now, I know enough business to know these are what sell. People want to read about what's wrong with themselves and how to fix it. How-to books rule the bookstore. The titles went on and on, row upon row. And I thought, of course, this is a reflection on the culture. This is what people want to buy and read. So even in the psychology section, the emphasis is on me, not on how I can help others with their deepest troubles, like people struggling with schizophrenia, other disorders of the brain, and people wrestling with their mental health in general. In this discussion about knowing God, it is imperative that we do not put ourselves front and center. In this matter of knowledge and knowing, the world puts persons at the center, but the Bible puts God at the center. In the culture, including at the bookstore, we are the center of the universe. In the scripture, God is the center of the universe. Well, our present study humbles us. I invite you to listen to wisdom from Abraham Kuyper. Kuyper, spelled K-U-Y-P-E-R, lived between 1837 and 1920. He was a Dutch theologian and church minister, as well as a journalist, author, historian, and politician. He served as the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, as well as in other government roles. With doctorates in both theology and philosophy, he was an intelligent gentleman and committed believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And our friend Louis Berkhof picks up on what Abraham Kuyper wrote about the knowledge of God as follows. I am quoting Berkhof summarizing Kuyper. Kuyper calls attention to the fact that theology as the knowledge of God differs in an important point from all other knowledge. In the study of all other sciences, man places himself above the object of his investigation and actively elicits from it his knowledge by whatever method may seem most appropriate. But in theology, he does not stand above, but rather under the object of his knowledge. In other words, man can know God only insofar as God actively makes himself known. God is first of all the subject communicating knowledge to man, and can only become an object of study for man insofar as man appropriates and reflects on the knowledge conveyed to him by revelation. Without revelation, man would never have been able to acquire any knowledge of God. And even after God has revealed himself objectively, it is not human reason that discovers God, but God who discloses himself to the eye of faith. However, by the application of sanctified human reason to the study of God's Word, man can, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, gain an ever-increasing knowledge of God. That was Berkhof on Kuyper, and that's an accurate understanding of our endeavor. Notice that when we study the other sciences, we place ourselves above whatever we are studying. The scientist in the lab today has before her whatever she is studying, and she, the scientist, rules over her subject. But in theology, also a science, God rules over us. We are under the object of our knowledge, God. I said this earlier. In this matter of knowledge and knowing, the world puts persons at the center, but the Bible puts God at the center. And then Kuyper says that without revelation, man would never have been able to acquire any knowledge of God. And that's why we must study God's Word under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to gain an ever-increasing knowledge of God. God reveals himself through the Bible, as we will soon see. And it is to the Bible we turn in order to know God. And yet, even as we study thoroughly God in his Word, we are still limited in our knowledge of the Almighty. Calvin used the Latin phrase translated into English as, "The finite cannot grasp the infinite." I like that. We are the finite. God is the infinite. And God surpasses our ability to comprehend him in his fullness. Whereas many will say that we only know what we can grasp in its entirety, believers know that is not true. To suggest that we cannot know God unless we have an exhaustive knowledge of God is wrong. Partial knowledge can be and is real knowledge. Quoting Berkhof again, our knowledge of God, though not exhaustive, may yet be very real and perfectly adequate for our present needs. He continues saying something else that is significant for us to think about. Quote, religion presupposes the knowledge of God in man. Let me interrupt. Correct. Being Christian, in our case, is predicated upon our knowledge of God. Berkhof continues, Man can obtain a knowledge of God that is perfectly adequate for the realization of the divine purpose in the life of man. However, true knowledge of God can be acquired only from the divine self-revelation, and only by the man who accepts this with childlike faith. Religion necessarily presupposes such a knowledge. It is the most sacred relation between man and his God, a relation in which man is conscious of the absolute greatness and majesty of God as the supreme being, and of his own utter insignificance and subjection to the High and Holy One. And if this is true, it follows that religion presupposes the knowledge of God in man. If man were left absolutely in the dark respecting the being of God, it would be impossible for him to assume a religious attitude. There could be no reverence, no piety, no fear of God, no worshipful service. End quote. I hope you see where I am coming from. I hope these wise words from those who have come before us help us. It is hard enough for us to know ourselves, or for us to know someone else, another person. Even spouses that have been married to one another for decades, and who are close and share everything with one another, still do not know everything about their husband or wife. So how then can we know God? Well, this is what we will take up next time as we look into how God reveals himself to us. As we end, can I recommend that you download this manuscript and read through it again? And that you listen to this again as a podcast? Both manuscript and podcast are available now from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. It will help your comprehension to hear this again and to read this again. And then join us next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.